Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Real Housewives of OC After Show, Episode 9. We are seeing red in all places. Do Shannon and Tamara make up? Ooh, we talk so much about tonight's show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
There you go.
You're right, good choice. Ooh. The beat drop was good.
Told you, this beat drop. We need a little something, you know, soothing after watching tonight's episode. Hey, After Buzzers, welcome. Episode 9, Seeing Red, Real Housewives of OC. My name is Maite Carrillo, joined by my lovely co-host tonight.
Hey, girl, hey. My name's Haley Clover. We've got a smaller panel today.
It's ladies' night.
It is!
Yes.
Oh, my God, and was it ever?
Tonight, I mean, the last 5 minutes, to me, just gave it just that it was just what I needed, what I've been looking for.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we finally got the drama that we all so deserved.
We deserve it. We deserve that and much more. I mean, we kind of missed a little bit of it, which sadly, I mean, I'm hoping that we didn't, but I was looking through tweets and a lot of people were saying that their DVR either got cut off or they weren't able to watch it live.
Yeah, we unfortunately missed probably like 2 minutes or so. We'll be able to see most of it in clips, mm-hmm. you know, on social media.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know we were like, no!
God, we both literally looked at each other and we're like, this just can't be happening. We looked everywhere too.
I know. So if you did get to see the ending, please start commenting with us live so that you can like talk us through it. So when we get to that part and we're talking about it, you guys can actually be the hosts of that segment. Since we only saw the beginning, but we'll talk about that. But anyway.
We still have a lot to talk about either way because I really want us to get into that whole birthday situation. But before we do get started, let's start off because we picked up from Vicky's birthday bash mm-hmm. and we got to see Tamara a little bit still get riled up. She was very, very, she seemed very hurt.
Yeah.
To me, that's the way that it came across, especially knowing the whole situation, how she was feeling with Shannon and the fact that she was hurt because Shannon never reached out to her.
Yeah. I mean, it was obvious that there was something underlying going on that she, you know, like she has said in the past, she doesn't express her feelings. She's actually like me in that way. I tend to like let things bottle up until they can't anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, bah! And then, which is not a good way to be at all,
no.
But you just don't like confrontation enough that you put it off until you can't possibly put it off anymore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so you could see that something else was going on. Like it clearly wasn't the Emily thing because Tamara knows she said stuff about it. Shane and all of that whole thing too. So yeah, it was something totally different, which we then, you know, she finally admitted mm-hmm. as well.
That, yeah, we're going to get into that too. But I love the fact that she had two cakes, right?
Well, it was Shannon's birthday party too. So Vicky had a cake and Shannon had a cake to celebrate their birthdays.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they have birthdays that are close to each other. They both looked so good too. And I've been thinking about cupcakes all day for no apparent reason.
I thought Vicky was the type of person that just celebrates the whole month. You know how sometimes people celebrate for the whole month? I'm like, probably that's Vicky.
That sounds
That sounds like her.
Mm-hmm.
But then we jump into Tamara, right, having a conversation with Steve because Steve shows up at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody goes in, not everybody, but it's just not Shannon.
It's Vicky and Tamara
together.
Vicky
and Tamara together. And they go and meet up with him. And, I mean, Tamara's drunk.
Oh, Tamara's not even, like, drunk. Tamara is wasted. White girl wasted.
She's a white girl wasted.
She totally is. Yeah, her eyes are doing the, like, drunk, like, I'm looking at you, but they're actually kind of over here.
Looking at the back. Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to pass out soon.
Uh-huh. And she's asking Steve, when are you going to pop the question?
Which is hilarious because she even admitted, like, in her confessional, I don't really know Steve because when they got together, we weren't really close. So,
yeah.
You know, she's saying that to him, and he's like, oh, God. You can tell he's just like, this is the last thing that I want to.
Do you think he'll pop the question soon?
I don't know if I want him to.
After tonight's episode, yeah, I don't think I want to either.
My opinions have changed on Steve. I mean, let's be honest. I didn't have a very strong opinion about Steve. He hasn't really done anything. Like, he's, you know, kind of been one of those housewife husbands in the background, which is fine, too. You don't need to be.
That's how it should be.
Agreed. Until tonight, now I have an opinion about him.
Yeah, like, you should not meddle into that situation when they're dealing with all these housewives. Well, the woman, you know? Right. Okay, so then, you know, from that, they kind of just left it at a blank. And then they kind of a little bit, I guess we start seeing Tamara have this mindset that she's planning Eddie's birthday. And she starts, you know, she buys him that costume. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, like, hilarious. And then we jump into the whole Shannon and Tamara conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I think she has that talk with Gina first and kind of, you know, puts it all out there. And she's leaving, like, nothing, you know, a secret in that conversation. Mm-hmm. And Gina's like, well, you need to talk to her. Of course, Gina says that. She's like, totally, talk to your friends, be very honest with them. And if they don't like it, then maybe you should, you know, reconsider that friendship, which I totally agree with. You should be able to, you don't have to be happy with everything that your friends say, but you should be able to talk about it in, you know, an adult enough way where you guys aren't going to be yelling at each other.
I'm surprised that Tamara is so scared of having this conversation with Shannon, because I don't see Tamara as a type to be afraid of anything. I feel like she thrills off of telling people and head on having that conversation with someone. I mean, she does it with Vicky all the time.
Right.
When there's an issue between her and Vicky, like, she straight up, doesn't matter where, I mean, the situation, their background, nothing. It's just, she just goes straight forward and she tells her.
Right. Well, I think the difference, too, is in this conversation with Shannon, we can talk about it more, but when she's in that conversation, she does say, I'm just scared because you ice people out. Mm-hmm. So when people say anything negative to you, you're just like, screw this, I'm out. And I don't think she wanted that friendship to dissolve. Like, genuinely, I think she cares about Shannon. So,
yeah. But at least Shannon realizes that she has to devote more time to her friends, right? And that gets more into, like, a softer side of Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, she was talking about, you know, how she's been working on her reactions to things and not overreacting. And I think this is, like, the first time that I've actually seen that happen. Mm-hmm. And it was as she was talking about it. So I was like, hey, that's great. You actually, you know, are totally taking your own advice and practice and putting it to use. So
I think Shannon's the type of person that she's probably never had a bunch of girlfriends around her or, like, best friends for her to really know how to act around them. Because that's, like, I'm sorry, that's, like, girl code 101. You always have to ask your friend, like, how are you doing? How's everything going? Like, you check up on one another.
Like, I mean, like, you even, there are even those days when maybe you don't want to. You're like, ugh, to be honest, I don't want to have this conversation right now, but you do it anyway just because you know that they might.
Tamara puts up with it. Yeah. Like, Tamara says, she's like, I answer every single one of her phone calls.
That's what
calls.
I mean. Like, you just do it. But yes,
I couldn't. I don't know about you. I couldn't. I mean, I have my own issues too. Totally. I'm always can be there for my friends, but it's just at every time, like, you talk to someone every single day and they tell you about their problems, it's like more weight on your shoulders.
Well, yeah, the negativity can totally get to you for sure. I mean, that's tough. But I think, you're at that point in life too, and these are clearly your best friends that you think are going to be there for, you know, the rest of time. That's just what you do. You answer the phone. You be a good friend.
Do you think Shannon will actually, you know, change?
Yeah, I think she will. I actually think that she truly didn't know that she was being like that. Like, I think she unfortunately is a little bit self-centered in that way and truly didn't know.
Yeah.
And I think she will make more of a point to do it. It still might not be enough for Tamara, or maybe not exactly what Tamara wants, but I think she will make the attempt, yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of, like, iffy on that. I don't know if she'll remember to be thoughtful. But, I mean, I guess we'll have to wait and see because there's more coming up.
What do you think about them scooters?
Oh my God.
They was pretty cute.
So, I don't know. I thought it was a little bit ridiculous.
Well, I mean, Shannon's overreacting. She said she sprained her ankle. Like, no one gets a boot and a scooter for a sprained ankle. Like, we've all sprained something.
But you know what? She said that she got a sprained ankle, like, an hour ago. How in the world do you now have a scooter so quickly?
Does Shannon own one or something? I don't know, but she's pretty crazy when it comes to the, like, buying things on Amazon and whatever. Like, I think maybe she had that thing ordered already.
That's why I say, when you're drunk, don't go on Amazon because you literally buy everything.
The crazy stuff. Oh my gosh. Side note, my boyfriend just bought like the craziest thing ever and was so excited about it. It's a suction cupped foot scrubber that goes on the bottom of your shower.
Oh my God.
So that he can clean his feet.
That's not bad.
It's not, but he was so excited. And I was like, you're kidding me, right? And he's like, I can't wait till it gets here. I'm like, you know, it's going to take like 5 weeks. You're getting this from China. He's still waiting. Still waiting. But that's the kind of shit you buy when you're drunk on Amazon.
That's very true. Yeah. And as always, we appreciate you guys watching us, commenting, liking. We're always joining the conversation, right?
Yeah. Well, So all of you AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite television shows. So if you're watching more of The Real Housewives or Ozark, what are some of your other favorites? What else are you watching?
Oh my God. Oh, well, I'm on Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, okay, yes, cool.
That's so, a good one.
Shaws of Sunset. Mm-hmm. We've got drama, reality TV, sci-fi. There's really not a network that's working harder to serve you television fans. So we do need your help. We're asking you to subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So if you subscribe to our channel, YouTube's going to suggest tailor-made for you, and you can help AfterBuzz to grow, which is really Woo-hoo! Nice. So don't be worried about pesky notifications, though. You can opt out of that. Mm-hmm. So just hit that little opt out button and then be on your way watching your favorite shows. And then let us know that you did so that we can shout you out on air and talk to you in the comments. But otherwise, thank you so much for helping us be the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
TV Talk.
Yeah.
That's some fun stuff right there. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're always commenting and replying to your comments as well, and tweet us, because this episode was like really, really juicy. But more was the last 5 minutes, right?
Yes.
Should we get into it? Should we get into this?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well, because for the rest of the episode, it wasn't, there wasn't too much happening. It was like clearly just a build up and a filler of different stuff until.
You know what I was thinking as I was watching the episode before the birthday party? I'm like, okay, I'm tired of seeing everyone show up to each other's houses or going out for boba and, like, having these conversations. I want the girls to – I need a girls' trip. Like, I need it to happen.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get there for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm anxious. I need it to happen soon.
No, I totally agree with you, though. I've been saying that I'm just kind of, like, bored. Like, I've seen Gina's kids enough. Like, I feel really bad for Gina.
I feel so bad for Gina.
Oh, my God. That looked like a nightmare. Oh, my gosh. And I know, like, that kids are like that everywhere. Yeah. But also, like, she seemed a little overwhelmed.
She always Poor seems thing. Overwhelmed. That's why I feel like, I mean, I'm not a parent, but I understand when she goes out and she wants to drink a little bit and have fun.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Her way of escaping a little bit.
I babysit a lot, and I am there, you know, like, let's say 8 hours, and I get overwhelmed. So I could not imagine having three kids and doing that by yourself all the time. I give her so much credit.
It's a lot.
And then the kids I babysit, when their parents go out, they have a few drinks and Uber home a little tipsy and or drunk. And I am always like, I'm not judging you. Like,
yeah.
No, but like, of course you are.
Yeah. It's normal.
Of course you are.
It's a normal thing.
Yeah.
Well, it should be. A lot of people have a side eye for that. Okay, so let's get into this. I want to call it like a heartwarming / birthday party for Eddie,
yeah,
right?
Cute. I mean, yeah, totally. We're celebrating birthday. We're celebrating housewarming. But it's also about his heart and heart issues and just, you know, giving him some positivity.
Can I just say these headshots that Tamara pulled out? I have this t-shirt that I wore today. It's with Elvis's DUI image.
Picture.
Yeah, his picture. His mugshot.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, I'm like, wow, I need a picture of Eddie.
On a shirt.
On a shirt. Could you imagine how hot that would be? Because those pictures were legit.
Yeah. I mean, he looked like he could have been, you know, like on Saved by the Bell. Like the hot kid in Saved by the Bell or something like that.
Very, very good looking.
Yeah.
Not much has changed with him for sure.
No, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
But in shape always.
Mm-hmm. And, but I think that was a really good idea for Tamara to blow those up.
Super cute.
Yeah. So we got introduced to Tatiana, which was Gina's friend. I have this theory that I think we're going to be seeing more of Tatiana.
Well, we've seen her once before. She was shopping with her when they were doing the furs. I'm pretty sure that was her. Yeah. And then she's back. So she's definitely a friend of the season, or she's trying to become a friend of the season. But yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She looked different this time around. She didn't, I guess, I don't know. She looked different to me.
I mean, tell us if we're totally wrong.
Let us know if we're wrong, because she looked a little bit different. But I really thought that she would get in the middle of the whole mess. I don't know. So then Kelly, straight off the bat, you know, she tells Vicky that she can't stand Steve. And we're asking ourselves, like, what's going on? I had no idea that Steve had gone on page six and said some pretty rough stuff about her.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime these guys talk about the women, you're in for some drama, because, like you said, like, you're not on the show, dude. Or you are, but you're not. Like, you don't need to be talking. If Vicky wants to say something about Kelly,
yeah,
fine. But it just feels weird, like, if my boyfriend said something. Again, I do get sometimes, like, the press is out there and they're yelling stuff at you, and sometimes you just say something off the cuff and you don't think it's going to, like, end up anywhere, or who knows. But
do you think Michael,
after tonight, though, I feel like he totally knew that that was going to happen.
Do you think Michael had anything to do with it? Because Steve and Michael are very close.
Good.
So I feel like probably he was influenced by Michael. I don't know. Let me know, guys, because I feel like it was kind of out of character for Steve to do that and meddle in.
I mean, it's possible.
Unless Vicky told him to do so. Because Vicky, oh God, I can't.
Steve doesn't seem like the kind of guy, though, that listens to what Vicky wants.
You don't?
No. Like, if she was like, you know.
I don't know. I'm questioning him now. I'm questioning everything about him.
Yeah, he's a bit more of a gossiper than I thought before.
Mm-hmm. Very defensive. So then Kelly continuously goes around and tells everyone that she can't stand Steve, right?
Yeah, I mean, Kelly is clearly looking for a fight. And you can tell based on the way she's talking to Shannon, like, the way she wants to bring it up and say things to him, like, you're a bitch, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and Shannon's like, let's talk about it like this instead. Let's, you know, take it easy. Let's tell him we don't really want drama, but I want to let you know that my feelings are hurt, that kind of stuff. And actually, Kelly starts off okay. When she walks over to the table, she actually starts off okay. It's Steve who gets weirdly defensive and, like, kind of oddly rude immediately. Sets her off. And it was, like, I used that word because it was odd. We looked at each other and we were like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
There was something just super odd about it.
It was like he had his wall up already. And he just wasn't having it.
Or
with
like
her.
He knew it was coming, and he was like practicing in his head this stuff he was going to say, because he threw out these one-liners that were so odd. Like they were coming back at her. He was never answering the question.
Exactly. He kept on asking her, "Well, what did I say? What did I do? You're the one that's coming up to me and telling me." It's like, why would you ever say that? Be a grown man and say, "You know what? I said what I said. I understand where you're coming from. Let's just squash it."
Right.
And
or
be
like
done
at
with.
The time, that's what I believed. I'm really sorry if that hurt your feelings. Yeah. Whatever. Instead, and I felt bad for Kelly because she was like, well, do you want me to bring it up on my phone? Like, do you want me to show you? And then Steve.
Then Steve walks out. I mean, that it was
Steve was at the table. But he's like.
No, but he leaves a conversation.
Or not Steve. I'm sorry.
Shane.
Then Shane. Yeah, Shane, they're both of these S's are killing
me today. I know. All these names.
Shane,
Gina,
is like,
Emily,
and
Shane.
They both suck tonight. So it's like, Shane, then, you know, he's like, well, this is probably not, you know, this isn't the only guy that's written about you, right? It's like, dude, you guys just met.
Mm-hmm. But you know what was also, I mean, it kind of just all built up. It was like one thing after another. Because as soon as, like, Steve takes off, we see Vicky and them having a conversation in the kitchen.
Right.
And Vicky's telling her, yeah, don't let her tell you what to do. Don't let her, like, you better
stand
up.
Don't drink her Kool-Aid.
Don't drink her Kool-Aid. You better stand up for yourself. It's like, really, Vicky? You're going to be that friend?
But Vicky absolutely could, like, when it comes to girlfriends,
I know they're not non-existent because
non-existent when he's around. When he's not around, it's a totally different story. It's so weird.
I know that that's how she is, but it always gets to me.
Yeah, oh, totally. Me too.
And I love Vicky. I love her personality, but it's just when she acts that way, I'm so disappointed. I'm like, why?
I just feel like if that was me, I would be like, listen, just don't talk to her. Like, don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just do something else. Like, we can go talk to these people.
Yeah, because Kelly could have easily gone up to him and said, you're a little bee.
Right.
Why are you talking about me? You're a little bee.
She didn't at first.
Oh, no, at first. But then later on she did.
Okay, let's get into some tweets before we talk about, like, when Kelly really goes off.
Okay, you want to get into tweets?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into
tweets. Can we talk about some of these tweets? Because some of them are about the party. Aw.
Which one do you start with? Let's see.
When these tweets pop up here. Can we go to the other one first? Thank you. Okay. So this one from Real HWT. Steve Lodge is disgusting. Oof. He evaded all of Kelly's questions and tried to turn them around on her and then turned redder than his shirt and made a dash for the door. The way he tried to minimize Kelly was disgusting.
It really was disgusting.
Thank you for putting it so eloquently.
Yeah. It was a side of him I had never seen before.
Yeah. And it happened so fast. It was pretty crazy how quickly he was trying to turn things on her. And you could see how these, like, you know, like, all these situations can be so emotionally abusive. Like, I would use the abusive word more in this scenario. And I'm not saying I totally think that it was, you know, abuse or whatever. But I would say that the whole other situation with Shane yelling at Gina got blown out of proportion, whereas this was more direct emotional abuse mm-hmm. than anything else that's happened this season totally. Yet.
Do you think Kelly was drunk?
Yeah, but like, don't call her out on it. Everyone's drunk. You're at a party. It's not her fault that you don't drink, yeah. And that's fine that you don't drink.
I think she was tipsy.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Kelly drunker.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
That's why I'm like, this is tipsy for her.
But Shane should not be allowed to continuously bring that up to everyone. You want to bring that up to your wife after and talk about all these women after? Fine. That's fine because that's what you do with your partner. But telling a woman that she's drunk and shaming her for that when it's just because your personal decision is not to drink, I have a big problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
Your wife drinks too, by the way.
Yeah. And you know what? That's something that I'm always noticing when they go out to dinner or whatever. She's actually holding a drink in her hand and she's drinking.
So he shouldn't be allowed to shame anybody else for it. Okay, this other tweet. This was just hilarious because we have talked about this on our panel. I'm going to need Gina and Emily to switch names. I don't know why I can't keep them straight.
That's us all the time.
You literally asked me earlier already today, what is it? Is it Emily? Is that Emily or Gina? I don't know what it is. I think I finally have Gina because I like her and she's from New York. But yeah.
Emily can't stick in my mind. I'm like, I can't get her name.
It's really funny. That's relatable.
Sucks, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have flashcards here and link something.
Okay.
But what?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no. I want to get into the whole Kelly situation.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So, first off, we all know how Kelly is, right? She kind of takes things sometimes a little bit out of proportion.
Totally.
For us, it's normal because we've been watching since forever. But some of the words, she really shouldn't have said what she said.
Well, Kelly just goes off the cuff and anything that's in her mind comes out of her mouth.
She called him a dork. She called Shane a dork.
Yeah.
She called him a little bee.
A loser.
A loser. Who's that little thing over there?
A twerp.
And the fact that she's saying all of this, knowing damn well, she didn't know. Apparently, she didn't know that was Emily's husband, and she was talking to her right then and there.
She didn't know. At least to me, when I was watching, it seemed incredibly genuine that she did not know it was, because she just kept saying that little guy over there.
Yeah.
The little guy.
That little thing.
And because Emily was like, wait, are you talking about my husband? And she was like, that's your husband? I mean, I genuinely think she didn't know. For me, though, when she called Shane a dork, I haven't laughed so hard at this season yet. If she would have stopped there, it would have been incredible because that's the best diss ever. It's like not really mean, but he totally is a dork.
Yeah.
Like you just are. Like you're totally a dork and you're trying to be cool. And if she would have stopped there, she would have looked so much better than when she then started calling him all of the other words. Like you would have been like, yes, Kelly, like she's calling him a dork and was like, screw all you people.
It was just like one of those things that you can't keep your eyes out from watching.
Yeah.
And you're constantly hearing. And everything that she was saying, I was having a ball with it.
Yeah.
But then all the girls get involved. And I'm looking on the sidelines because let me tell you guys, we like rewind this 3 or 4 times just to watch this entire argument again and again.
So we get to the point where Gina's like, Shannon, get her the hell out of here. Like, get her out of here. Yeah. And Emily's like, do you effing talk about my husband like that? Blah, 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 blah. And then it literally just cuts to the end of the episode and the Housewives of Dallas start.
So upsetting. We were so upset. But it's okay, because
we saw a clip, though, so we know that Emily does threaten Kelly, and she says, I'm going to effing kill you. And then Kelly's reaction is like, whoa. Like, was that serious? Like, did she just threaten my life? And that is a little bit much. But we also didn't get to see the rest of everything that happened. And based on your tweets and everyone's tweets on social media, we missed the other girls jumping in, it sounds like. So if something happens with the other women, I can't wait to see it. I'm actually so upset that I didn't get to see the end of this.
I'm upset that this just happened in the last 5 minutes. I'm like, this is where I wanted it to get started. But I guess we'll see that more next week. I can't wait.
Leanne, if you're watching at home right now, because I know you said you were gonna.
Oh.
If you watched the episode and your TV did not cut off the end, can you please DM me on Instagram right now and tell me what the F happened?
Which, by the way, Leanne and Thomas couldn't be with us tonight, but they will definitely be back next week joining us. So it was just so much. But one thing too is the fact that Shane kept on going back and saying, this is someone who you want to be friends with. It was very belittling.
Well, to his wife.
And to his wife, like, you really want to be friends with this?
It's like he's parenting her. She's your partner. Like, I would never allow my partner to speak to me like that. I'd be like, dude, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think all of his friends are absolute angels or, you know, the best possible acquaintances that he could ever have? It's just weird. It's like, dude, let her live. And she's in this situation with women. She might not even want to hang out with Kelly, but they like have to hang out together. You know what I mean? Like, you're on this show.
Do you realize that all of the drama around her
is him?
It's him. He's like the center of the drama when it comes to her.
I mean, he's much more interesting than her. Until tonight, I will say she like totally went off, you know, totally went off the handle.
It was a little bit uncomfortable for me to watch her get that way, to be honest with you.
I'm just uncomfortable with their relationship in general. I'm just going to say it. I don't want to judge them. And I, to be honest, I could care less what their relationship is like behind closed doors. But the interactions that we've seen on TV, I just feel like it's not a strong relationship.
I mean, we'll have to wait and see because I feel like this is just, it's going to boil down to something. I feel like this is not it when it comes to them. I feel like maybe now their drama as a couple and with everybody else, it's just gonna get bigger.
Right.
This is just gonna blow up.
With other housewives in the past too, even like the ones that haven't worked out or whatever, usually they're like, at least their relationship was something you watched and you were kind of like, oh, they were good together.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. Like there's nothing about these two that
it's like you
makes
look at them
like,
and you're like,
it's just,
tilt.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a little confusing.
So what do you think about this whole situation with Gina? And she's confiding on Vicky. And she's
telling... And Emily. I do think Emily is a good friend in that way. I will say that. I do really think that she is a good friend and would be there for any of those girls.
But Emily's saying that she doesn't feel a connection anymore with her husband.
Gina.
Gina saying that she doesn't... I'm telling you, Gina and Emily. Oh, my God. Gina saying that she doesn't feel a connection with her husband.
Yeah.
And the fact that she feels okay when he's gone.
Yeah, it's sad, too, because we knew that this was happening at some point. We just kind of waited to see what episode they were going to bring it up, you know?
Episode 9, though? Yeah, that's very soon.
Well, I think we're. I think they get divorced, so I think we have to see this whole thing progress. So, yeah, it's really sad too because she's was clearly trying to, you know, make it work, and I think she did just.
I think she has too much on her hands.
Yeah,
and she definitely needs the support of her husband, and she's not getting it.
Yeah,
so she probably thinks.
Well, and you have no other when you're in a long distance relationship because I've done it. I did it for a couple years, and you have no other way of getting through it besides learning to be on your own. Yeah. You're in a relationship, but you also feel single because they're not there.
Yeah.
And so you just have to learn to be okay with being by yourself. And I think she just had to adjust and do that.
That's so true.
And so when he comes back, it's like, well, where do you kind of fit in now? Like, I'm already doing it on my own. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the same feelings for you anymore because you haven't given me any back. So.
And she also says this was her teenage love.
Well, yeah. And that's tough, too. If they've been together forever since they were young. And she is, mm-hmm. like she said, kind of realizing, oh, crap, there's a lot mm-hmm. else out there.
Oof.
Oops.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Well, I mean, we already know, but I just hope that during the entire process that she's okay with it.
Do you find it interesting ever how much Vicky says that she wishes she would have continued her marriage? Because this isn't the first time she said it this week.
No.
But she also then bashes mm-hmm. her ex-husband's. Mm-hmm. I mean, her first marriage, though, to the father of her kids was not Don, correct?
No, it wasn't Don.
Okay, so we actually haven't met that.
No, because she said she was a single mom. Right. So she kind of raised her kids on her own.
Right, so but whoever Don that first person was is the one she regrets, not Don.
I feel like it's Don.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder which marriage it is.
I feel like it's Don because I feel like she's mentioned this in the past and saying how she wishes she would have tried a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's mentioned his name.
Yeah.
In the past episodes. But, I mean, that just was an unhealthy relationship. Like, you can't go back. Oh, you know what? Or maybe she's talking about her recent ex.
With Brooks?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think? I feel like she's still in love with Brooks.
No. I don't think so.
I feel like that just never goes away for her. Anyways, let's hop into some news.
Yes, please.
There it is. TV News. Alrighty. Well, I have an OG, Heather DeBro, which I miss seeing on The Real Housewives, honestly. She recently had an interview with Reality T, and she talks about her podcast and certain housewives that she keeps in touch with. She says that her chateau is finally, you know, of course, done, and it's like the best thing ever.
I still
want to
see it.
Me too. Chances for her coming back to The Real Housewives of OC, zero. She said she got what she needed from it and that she left at a place where she felt comfortable leaving.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't feel like she would add anything onto the show if she were to join.
Yeah, to come back.
Yeah, because she said she's doing so much right now.
Mm-hmm.
She has her own podcast. She has all her kids that she's taking care of. And she's a busy woman. She's a businesswoman as well. She also says they also ask her if she keeps in touch with any of the housewives right now. She says she keeps in touch with Tamra,
mm-hmm.
and she runs into Shannon Medore here and there, and she sees Kelly at the gym sometimes. She's like, what about Vicky Gunvalson? And she hears crickets, so nothing there. And
isn't it so funny, too, because you know, with this show, they make them be in the same place and make them hang out. And then if you leave, you really don't want to see any of them, like, ever.
Yeah, she says the only thing that she does miss right now that you're brought this up was the fact that she gets to go on girls trips and she never really got to do that, so being part of the show she was able to do that. True. And she said it was a lot of fun in comparison to what they would show. Secondly, Tamra says that she's confident Eddie's sixth heart surgery did the trick. So he recently underwent surgery last week for the sixth time since he's been having heart issues, as we all know. But she's convinced that the worst is already behind him. So hopefully, right, Tamra? Because prayers actually do work. You just never know when. And she's also saying that she's thanking all of her fans, thanking everyone, and that he is doing well and he's recovering really well. So that's really good. She said she has a lot of work in her hands, but she can't. He says that he can't wait to be back on a bike, living his blessed life again.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it does work. That's always so scary.
Yeah. That's always Me in a pain. So let's get into some predictions.
Ooh, okay. I have to think.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I'm definitely going to go home if I can't find it tonight, tomorrow, and watch the end, complete end of the episode to just see what happens with the other women. I'm like so intrigued as to what could even come out of their mouths to interject into that situation. But I see a sit down with Kelly and Emily in the future. And I see the women now making a pretty strong divide. So I think that we have
to... That was my prediction.
Yeah, I think that we have to now take sides. I think we're making teams now in the next couple of episodes. So, and I don't know who's going to be on Emily's side, to be honest. I think Kelly has created enough friendships now and has been in the Housewives franchise long enough for them to just be like, kind of have to take her side. Like, yeah, maybe they won't be like, everything she said was okay. But after the I'm going to effing kill you comment, I don't know how they take Emily's side. So we'll see. She might see herself on a bit of an island.
Oh my God, you took the words right out of my mouth because that was my prediction too. I just feel like this is going to all be a divide against all the girls.
Yeah.
And they're going to be choosing sides and then we're going to have to pick a side. It's going to be like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Like, oh, hello. Girl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to choose a side because you hear different stories all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I'm excited to see also where Shane lies in all the drama. I mean, just... everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Because, I mean, as much as we don't like
this I like,
we want to see more.
The drama. So continue that, please.
Continue the drama. on our live chat, we have Louisiana Apple. Is Emily and her husband still together?
I don't know. Good question. I'm not sure. And if that's the case, I'm not surprised.
I haven't even looked up through her Instagram lately to see if she's...
Isn't that bad? I'm just very bored by her.
Oh my God, girl. Need to get with it.
By Emily?
Yeah. A little bit. At least.
Her Instagram's got to be so boring.
Come on. It's got to be so boring. I would be curious just because I'd want to see if her and her husband are still together.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I'll look now when we get off there.
All right. Well, that pretty much sums it all for us tonight. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are about to sign off. My name is Maite Carrillo. You can check me everywhere at This Is Maite. And I'm on Shaws of Sunset Thursday nights.
Woohoo! And you guys can find me everywhere at Haley Clover. And also join the panel discussion for Shameless on Sunday nights at 7.
Fun stuff. Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. TV.